This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government committed to resolve border dispute with India at the earliest through diplomatic channel. Leaders from all political parties expressed concern over the construction of a link road by India in Nepali territory Lipu Lake. Coronavirus infection cases reached 245 in Nepal with two more new cases confirmed today. And WHO chief says it is still possible to control the virus with efforts. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed his commitment that the government is ready to resolve the border dispute with India diplomatically as soon as possible. Speaking at the all-party meeting called by him at Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister vowed to resolve the border issues through diplomatic channels. During the all-party meeting, leaders from all the political parties represented in the federal parliament expressed concern over the construction of a road connecting China by India through Nepali territory Lipu Lake. Following the meeting, Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali shared that all leaders attending the meeting univocally clarified that the Lipu Lake area where India constructed the road leading to Mansarovar of China is Nepal's land and also supported Nepal government's move to reassert the claim. Minister Gyamali informed that the leaders also urged the government to take effective diplomatic initiative taking into confidence and support of the Nepali people. Meantime, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa stressed the need for resolving border issue with India while expressing his serious concern over the construction of roads by neighboring India. He stated that the Sugola Treaty describes the Kali River as Nepal's border river. Likewise, former Prime Minister and leader of Rashtriya Janata Party Dr. Baburam Bhattwai suggested the government that problems should be resolved after forming a high-level political commission based on a common understanding on nationalism. The parliamentarians have demanded with the government to address the issue of border management and to put fences in the border at the earliest, stating that India had repeatedly troubled Nepal due to the border issues, which had raised questions over Nepal's sovereignty time and again. They condemned the construction of road by India by reaching Nepal's territory at Lipu Lake. In the Jira Arab yesterday's National Assembly meeting, the parliamentarians highlighted on the need for the government to resolve the border issue through diplomatic channels and not to spare even an inch of Nepali land. Some lawmakers pledged to donate their salaries for fencing the border areas. The parliamentarians further said Indian side had never dealt with Nepal in a friendly manner, often eyed Nepal's land and troubled Nepal by constructing road illegally, and they urged the government to resort to other alternative if needed besides political and diplomatic channels to address the issue. Meantime, the lawmakers have suggested the government to bring policies and programs that boost country's economy, which is dented much with coronavirus pandemic. They demanded special relief package to create jobs through the coming policies and programs. They said development of human resources and infrastructures for robust and effective health sector and creation of jobs for abroad returnees in the agriculture sector and entrepreneurship will help boost economy. Taking part in the House of Representatives discussion on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill, except tax for the coming fiscal year, the lawmakers also suggested the government to take immediate measures for disaster preparedness. The National Assembly meeting yesterday unanimously passed a proposal tabled seeking consideration over House of Representatives' amendment to the National Sports Development Bill 2075 Bikram Samath. Minister for Youth and Sports Jagat Bahadur Biswakarma presented the proposal before the session. The meeting also agreed to send the Nepal Civil Aviation Authority Bill 2076 Bikram Samath and the Nepal Air Service Authority Bill 2076 Bikram Samath to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise deliberation. In the meeting, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattwai, floated the proposal to this regard in the Assembly. Similarly, National Assembly Secretary Rajendra Podel tabled the Seed Second Amendment Bill 2075 Bikram Samath and the Plant Protection First Amendment Bill 2075 Bikram Samath in the meeting. The National Assembly shall meet again at 6 p.m. tomorrow. The total tally of coronavirus positive cases across Nepal has reached 245 as of today, following two more new cases this morning. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed that one new case was found in a person in Chandragiri of Kathmandu and another case was detected in Kapilvastu. Health Ministry had confirmed 26 coronavirus cases yesterday alone in the country. Meantime, speaking at the Delhi press briefing yesterday, spokesperson at the Health Ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, said 21,340 PCR tests and 60,319 RDT tests had been conducted as of yesterday. Within the last 24 hours, 2,357 PCR tests and 692 RDT tests were carried out. 12,701 persons are in quarantine at different places in the country so far. Meanwhile, Dr. Devkota also informed that the testing scope and area of COVID-19 tests have been extended and there are enough test kits for testing all the possible cases of COVID-19 infection in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to news. Now we have update of COVID-19 cases later now. The total tally of positive cases across Nepal has reached 250 as of today, following seven more new cases this morning. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed that the seven new cases have been reported from Sarlai, Dhanusa, Mohotar, Janakpur, Kapilvastu and Kathmandu. Finance and Communications and Information Technology Minister Dr. Yuvraj Kathira said the ministry is moving ahead in transparent manner and transparency will mitigate problems. While bidding farewell to Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Deepak Subedi, Minister Dr. Kathira thanked him for sincere work execution. The medical appliances to treat COVID-19 patients provided to Nepal by Chinese government have been handed to Nepal Army Chief Purna Chandra Thapa by Chinese envoy Huo Yanchi amidst a program held at Army headquarters yesterday. Nepal Army had said the necessary medical appliances for COVID-19 treatment, including PPE and N95 masks. Meantime, Nepal Army Chief Thapa expressed gratitude to Chinese government for generous help during the time of crisis. You are listening to Radio Nepal's A-Time English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization, WHO, has stressed on pinning down the sources of coronavirus pandemic in helping out to know how COVID-19 has invaded the human species so quickly. A senior WHO official says retracting the origin of the virus would prevent the phenomenon from happening again. Meantime, WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus stressed it was still possible to control the coronavirus with effort. The global death toll from the coronavirus infection has now surpassed 297,765. According to the data compiled by the U.S.-based Johns Hopkins University, the total infection cases have crossed 4.2 million globally. The number of people who were killed in a militant attack on a maternity ward in the Afghan capital has risen to 24. According to the Afghan Health Ministry, at least 16 people were injured. Mothers, newborn babies and nurses were among the victims. Tuesday's attack in Kabul prompted widespread condemnation. No group has said it carried out the attack. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers accompanied with gusty winds and hail is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions towards afternoon or late afternoon. Now, the Kathmandu Valley's weather report recorded in the last 24 hours. Maximum temperature 29.1 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 15.5 degrees Celsius, humidity 92%. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government committed to resolve border dispute with India at the earliest through diplomatic channel. Leaders from all political parties express concern over the construction of a link road by India and Nepali Territory Republic. Coronavirus infection cases reached 250 in Nepal with 7 more new cases confirmed today. And WHO chief says it is still possible to control the virus with efforts. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English news is at 2 p.m. at the afternoon. Stay tuned and stay safe.